The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, first there was HIIT training, that's high intensive interval training. Then there was CrossFit, and now there's HYROX, H-Y-R-O-X. And HYROX has quickly become one of the latest fitness trends that's taken the world by storm. It's based on competition, and it's now being dubbed by many as the World Series of Fitness. But what exactly is it? Well, to tell us more about this and what it's like to compete in one is John Belton, personal trainer and wellness coach. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
No, I hadn't heard of HYROX. I'd heard of CrossFit, all right, but not HYROX. So what is HYROX?
HYROX is, like you mentioned there, it has absolutely blown up in the last couple of years. And what HYROX is, in my view, is a way to take your fitness training, your standard fitness training that we see people doing in the gym, your running, etc., and making it quantifiable and making it competitive. It's extremely smart. I think it has evolved from CrossFit, and what CrossFit did was, you know, build a community, make something competitive and take organic functional movements, making them competitive.
Now, just explaining what CrossFit was or is, because it's still massive. The idea is you could go into any affiliated gym anywhere in the world and participate.
Correct. CrossFit had its methodologies, which was taking functional movements, executing them across broad time modal domains, i.e. taking organic movements and making them high intensity and making them competitive.
And you could rank yourself then.
You could kind of rank yourself. What CrossFit did was got very complex very quick and became very elitist in a sense. And I worked for CrossFit for 10 years and I saw it evolve from, you know, general population enjoying it to becoming extremely competitive and becoming a professional sport.
Okay, what would you do in a CrossFit? Before we get on to HYROX, what kind of things would you have to do? You'd be lifting weights, presumably. You'd be doing squats.
Correct, yeah. So in a good CrossFit gym, you'll be assessed on how you move, because a lot of what CrossFit does is look at foundational movements like squatting, lunging, pressing and pulling, and then adds, you know, scales that and makes it more progressive. People get fitter and stronger. So if you go into any CrossFit gym in the world, you can do what's called the WOD, which is the workout of the day. The WOD will be whatever that gym decides it is for the day, and it could involve some format of heavy lifting, some format of aerobic training, and some format of conditioning or gymnastics-based movements. So straight away now, your eyes are going, oh my God, gymnastics and heavy lifting and all of this, which was fantastic way for people to train for general health. But unfortunately, CrossFit got lost because it got very extreme, very quick, and grew very fast.
I mean,
fast.
If you went into one of those gyms and you had the workout of the day, I mean, are there levels? I mean, if you're only beginning your CrossFit journey, you might be able to handle what the workout of the day
course.
Is.
Of course. And a good gym, again, will have what we call benchmark workouts. So they were all named, it was American-based, so they named them after girls. So there was Fran and Cindy and Mary and Grace and all of these workouts, which are the exact same anywhere in the world. It's 21-15-9 of X, Y, or Z movements. But then you will have a scaled version for people as well, where they may not be able to perform the movement to the same standard, so they'll either drop the weight or make the movement a little bit easier. And this was great, and this is what CrossFit was in essence. It meant that a lot of people got moving in a really functional way. Where it got a little bit lost was the demand became greater to be able to perform gymnastics-based movements, which for general population, you have to do a lot of supportive work to get mobile enough to do. And that takes just hours and hours and hours.
So tell me about HYROX.
HYROX came in, I'd say they were taking notes as CrossFit was evolving. And what HYROX has done is taken the same types of movements. So you've got your lunge, your push, your pull, your squat, all movements that our bodies are designed to do in an innate way, lifting something up in the garden, pushing something across the garden, whatever else that is. And it looked at what was happening with the world, which was this huge upsurge in running. And it blended the two together in a magnificent way and created this competitive fitness challenge, which means you've got 8 kilometers of running and you've got 8 fitness stations. So you do 1 kilometer of run, you do your ski for 1 kilometer, 1 kilometer of run, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a prowler push, prowler pull, there's burpee broad jumps, there's farmer's carry, there's row, there's lunges, and then you finish with wall ball. So these are all of the movements that make up a HYROX
workout. So do you do all of this in a gym?
You do all of this. So for the HYROX competition, you will go to a destination, for example, the RDS in Dublin, and they have the arena inside. So the run circuit is indoors, and then inside the middle of that loop that you run around is what's called the rock zone. That's where all of the stations occur. So you run your 1 kilometer loop, you come in a special gate into the rock zone, you do your ski, you go out, you run your loop, you come in.
What's your ski?
The ski erg it's like the rowing machine, only you stand there and you ski with it, you pull down.
It's a machine.
It's a machine again. So everything is done. You've got a timing chip on your ankle. So every little station is timed. You can do it as an individual. You can do an open or a pro level. and you can do it as a partner, mixed or same-sex pair. And you, everything that you do, as I say, has a time and chip on, so it's all measured. And then you're, so you're competing against yourself, first and foremost, and you're competing against everyone else in the world who can do it. So really, that's a smart thing, is that a 10K run is a 10K run. Sometimes you'll have a bit of altitude or hills, but generally a 10K run. Yeah. So you can do a 10K anywhere in the world and you feel like you're, you know what your time should be. HYROX in one sense is similar. It's like HYROX is always a HYROX workout. So you can compare yourself. You can travel to Cologne one weekend. You can be in the States another weekend. You can be in Dublin the following weekend. And you could compete and you can be compared
globally. Are the stations the same?
Stations are always the same. Exactly, yeah.
Okay, now one woman reported to us that she loves it, but it's more painful than childbirth.
Well, I can't necessarily comment.
No, you couldn't comment on that, perhaps.
There's no right comment there. And one thing I love about it is I've done a couple of them, a good few of them now, four or five of them at this stage. And I've been out there every 10 minutes, there's a new wave of people going off. So you feel like you're in this big stadium kind of feeling to it, and the music is pumping and it's got, the energy's high. But every 10 minutes, there's a wave going. So you take off. And all of a sudden, you're kind of a bit insignificant because the next wave is behind you or in front of you. And you could be running. I'll never forget being in Hamburg doing one. And there's two ladies power walking along. I would imagine they were in their mid-50s. They weren't doing the run loop. They walked every single one of the run things, yeah. Did the station together, chatting away. And that's the beauty of it. It took them, maybe 2 hours. It took someone else an hour. But it doesn't matter. And that's really what fitness should be.
Now, do you get gangs together competing with each other?
Yeah, it's starting to go that way now. There's a guy called Tom Hogan has a huge following, a huge community. He's one of Ireland's first really good HYROX athletes. He was in the Elite 15, which is like the global best. And he's got a massive group that were in Malaga there just recently. And it's basically like a team. The guys from the stables and Gory the same. So yes, you're starting to see that gyms, like I have an affiliated gym. It's we're a HYROX official gym, so we can train HYROX classes, etc. There, you'll see that groups tend to go now, and this is the new, weekend away. They'll go to Berlin or they'll go to wherever it is, and they'll compete in their HYROX, and they'll go for a nice meal, and they'll come home. But they'll go as a team, and they'll go as a group, and it's fantastic.
So very sociable,
extremely,
as well as everything else.
Yeah, and there was a need for that.
Now, is it different though? I mean, if your BMI is one thing versus another, do you have a different program? How is it distinguished some people are small, some people are tall?
Of course. So if we were to look at this in two formats, if you look at your pro athletes, which it's open and pro, so I'm not a professional, but I compete at pro. I can compete against guys who were former rugby players who were 6'4" and they're big, strong lads. Yeah. So on the heavy stations, they're going to be good. But I'm a lighter, smaller guy, pretty decent at running. So on the running stations, it'll balance itself out. So there's that piece with the BMI.
When it comes to weights, would be the same.
Weights will be the same in the pro or in the open. It's the same, yeah. And for ladies, etc. If you look at general, like for somebody who may want to use this as part of their weight loss journey, this is a fantastic thing to do. It's all about setting smart goals, which have a timeline. So if you need to lose a large amount of weight, going straight into a HYROX might not be smart. But training in a manner that you're going to do a HYROX in 6 months would be a great goal. And I would encourage everybody to compete in HYROX at some stage.
If CrossFit started in America, where did HYROX start?
In 2017 in Germany. I think it was in Cologne, actually, a guy created it there. And, they've refined it. There's a great YouTube video. You can look at how they came up with the concept and refined it back. And they still are refining it. I mean, I remember the first time somebody broke an hour for a HYROX, which is huge. And now they're doing it in 53 and 54 minutes. So it's blowing up really.
So they're
really
doing 10K and all those stations in 54 minutes.
Yeah. The elite guys now are proper elite. We've got a guy called Sean Noble now from Ireland who should be qualifying for the Elite 15, the best in the world. And these guys are absolute machines and more or less like full-time athletes.
Now, it's relatively new. So how much research is there in terms of how good it might be for people?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've done the level one course and looked at their tuition behind how they're coaching their coaches. And the problem with CrossFit, the problem with HYROX, and the problem with a lot of these things is the more it grows and dilutes, the less control there is over standards. As standards drift with coaches, that's where someone is going to have a bad experience with HYROX. Yeah. I train a group of ladies in the morning and I give them a shout out. They're fantastic. They come in to me at 6 a.m., a small group of them, and they train together. And they're medics, some of them, and they spoke about a guy doing a HYROX who had some sort of cardiovascular incident that occurred doing it. So injuries will occur and things, will happen with it. But as soon as you start exercising and as soon as you start using your body, you get exposed to these things that are underlying that, day to day.
I mean, we've seen footballers and so on having incidents, even though they're fit as fleas.
Of course, of course.
Okay, how much does it cost?
Yeah, that's the latest bone of contention with people is the cost has gone up now. It's averaging about 105 euros to do a Hyrox, but it depends on where it is. Some places are a little bit more expensive than others. And there's like the World Championships in Chicago now in a couple of weeks. And I know the entry level, if you've qualified for it, is like $300. So it has gotten very expensive.
Mm. But to train, what does it cost?
Well, to train, it doesn't cost you anything if you've access to, you know, somewhere to run. If you've got access to a car that you can push or pull, use your imagination and lunge. You can train for one with very little equipment. And that's the fantastic thing about it. It's, you know, a few kettlebells and off you go. It's pretty easy.
Quick one then. I love running. I'd like to get faster. Will Hyrox make me faster or slower?
That's a good question. And there's a few variables, but my quick answer would be it will make you faster if you train properly for it, definitely.
You mentioned you can do it with a partner. How does that work?
So you've got your same-sex pairs or your mixed pairs. If you've got mixed pairs, you've got, again, the open and pro category. But the thing to note here is, because lots of couples go, I'm going to do it with the wife, it's going to be lovely. That's fine, but you both have to do the men's weight then, which would mean that it can be a bit harder generally for the, I'm going to say for the female, but it can also be the male. And then for the partner one, everybody runs the kilometre run together, but you mix up the stations as you want. So for the ski, for the row, etc., you can break it as you need to do it.
All right, John, very interesting. I'm sure we'll have lots more research on it as the years progress. John Belton, a personal trainer and wellness coach. John, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.